This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
All33.com. Meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
Tire Buyer, get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMANUTS7.
My Society Socks, get two pairs of exclusively design socks to your door every month. Use code FIT for 50% off your first month.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 480.
480!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griff, MMA Show. My MMA fans, former MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Always premature on that.
It's tough when we're not in person.
Yes.
So what's happening?
Nothing, man. Moved over the weekend. Little tired and sleepy, but working through it. So life is good. It's summertime.
It's going to be hot as fuck this week, right?
Yes. In the mid to high 80s all week. So, and humid.
That's how it should be. Yeah, I turned my air back on. I think my kids are just, I don't want to call them pussies, but... I think they're soft, right? Like, we didn't understand what air conditioning was. My mom said, you know, we're never turning the air on. We couldn't afford it. It'd have to be like 120 degrees for the air to go on.
Yep.
And now it's like, God forbid, it's 70 degrees or 75 in the house. And it's a lot.
That's too hot. Yeah. Air on.
Like, I like, you don't know what hot is, kids.
That's right.
But I also vowed that. I said, I will never be hot or hungry.
Yeah. That's key. Especially when you've partaken in the smoky, you will never be hungry. You will eat.
That's so dangerous. That's why you got to watch how much you smoke.
Yes.
Be careful with that.
Or smoke how much you watch.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
Well, what's happening news-wise, Mr. Matt?
We got some decent fights coming up this weekend. Let's see if I can share a screen. Share a screen with your Chrome. So what we got coming? We got Mr. Curtis Blaydes versus Volkov.
Nice.
Main eventing.
Yes. It's a big fight for him.
Yeah. I just remember the fight with Volkov and who was it? Derek Lewis, where Volkov is just murdering him and then Lewis in the last seconds comes back and fucking KOs him. Like, oh, no. Some other good Miller making a show.
Jim Miller.
And some Guida, Clay Guida, Bobby Green.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, man. Decent. I always love the guy, no picture versus silhouette.
Yes.
But I mean, you
win, right?
Yeah. And that chick's pretty hot, but she's got a good
stuff.
You actually have ranked fighters fighting for a.
Hey,
and that's more to say than last week's or this current week's card where people are all jizzing over themselves like, oh, they're using a small octagon. Oh my God, it's so great. And why don't they use that all the time? That's the question. And some of the answers were, is it spectacle? Because Dana likes the big octagon because it's a big spectacle.
Yeah.
Or the other rumor I heard, is it an advertiser thing? Because you can get more advertisers on a big octagon. You know?
I think it's probably the advertiser thing.
Yeah, they're all about money right now.
Well, and the card over the weekend, UFC on ESPN 10, number one in the ratings for all cable programming this past Saturday night.
Well, that just shows you can put dog shit up as long as it's a live sport and there's no other fucking sports in town and win.
Yeah, they average almost 1 million viewers over the 3 hour.
It's fucking bananas for that card. I mean, it's not good. And that just furthers the case for not paying fighters what they're worth right now, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. It does. Yeah.
I don't know.
Paid their money, but Tim Sylvia can't get no love.
No, I don't know what happened with that, right? Did he screw the screws on himself? Just say, fuck it. Man, I'm tough. I'm the goddamn maniac. I'm fucking... Twist that shit in with a little Loctite, you know.
It's got to be painful.
Oh, yeah. It can't be good. And he poured peroxide on it, and that shit was pouring out.
Ugh. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. So what else is happening?
Well, there's talks of Anderson Silva and Anthony Pettis, and it seems like Silva's trying to get that fight. And Dana's like, look, I don't know. That's not a fight I'm interested in, and I don't really know what to do with Anderson Silva based on the fact that he – I mean, how much money he gets paid and where he's at in his career. Like, I think he's lost with him, and I don't know what makes sense for him, but fighting Anthony Pettis, to me, doesn't make any damn sense. So
no, I think they're probably going to shelve him, unfortunately, because he's probably making bank. And
yes.
And then if there's another guy, do you want to waste an Anderson Silva fight in front of no fans? I feel like these guys that are at the end of their career, you want to have them in front of fans. And even Damian Maia was talking about that. Like, I don't want to have – like, I'd like to fight Cowboy, but if I'm not in front of fans, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
And same with Conor McGregor. Like, don't waste his fights in front of no fans.
I agree. That makes a lot of sense.
And then what else was happening this week? I saw, like, everyone – it seemed like Joe Silva is having a pretty bad week. A lot of fighters were shitting on this guy telling their stories of what happened.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Like, what a jackass and a fucking prick this guy is. I'm going to see if I can open this article up. Of course, it's a bloody elbow article. They fucking hate the UFC for some reason. But
yes, they do.
They titled this article, UFC Veterans Share Stories About Hobbit Dirtbag, Former Matchmaker Joe Silva. So it's Gray Maynard, Mike Pierce, John Fitch, and other UFC veterans speaking out against the UFC pay and Joe Silva and how he kind of fucked over people. Let's see. Sam Stout was starting it off saying, I got paid $2,000 and $2,000 for my first UFC fight when they were starting out. When they got rich, they kept us all poor. We are commodities to them. And he's saying he's with Masvidal, John Jones, Gray Maynard, and all the others that have the balls to stand up to the man. I'm trying to find the stories of what he talked about, though, but it's crazy. Mike Pierce saying there's many stories, but one time as I was at the curtain about to make my walk, Joe Silva reminded me why he signed me and why he hadn't cut me yet. In other words, perform how I expect or you're gone. One hell of a pep talk when you're already under immense pressure. Like, great. The Gray Maynard says, I used to hear that speech. Then I gave him a fight of the year, only got a normal bonus and a pat on the back. Joe Silva called a couple days later and made sure I got the lowest pay he could give me for my next title fight. $42,000 to show and $42,000 to win. No pay-per-view points, no nothing, definitely no residuals. And I think he was talking about that Frankie Edgar fight.
Okay.
They had that war. Oh, yeah. And he was saying, like, I got paid literally nothing for that. And how many highlight reels do you see of that fight? And they're constantly showing that. And I get fucking nothing from that.
That was a badass fight. They had a couple of really good ones, so...
I mean, it just goes on and on. There's a ton of guys talking about it. But, and here's a guy who's, I think they said he's 5'1", but he was in such a power position that you literally can't do a goddamn thing about it. Because if you don't take the fight, they're going to shelve you. You're going to get held out for 6 months, and then they'll give you a shitty fight. So it's just, I don't know if a union helps that, and I don't think we ever see that. Do you?
Not a union, though. And I think maybe they hire these people based on that ability to be that way, you know, because I think it takes a certain individual to, I don't know, treat people like that, you know, that they have a chip on their – maybe you have to be short to be in that position because you got like
– a little man complex, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you got to slap everybody around, you know?
Yeah. And it's got to be double frustrating because you're like, this little motherfucker who's talking all this shit to me and I can't do anything about it, but he knows I will – fuck him up if I can,
yep,
or if I could, right? Like, fuck, man. It's just tough. I think the fighters are in a bad position, and now with the pandemic, they're in a worse position. And having those great ratings, it doesn't help anybody. Like, all these guys wanting to sit out. You got Masvidal, Jones, who else? Amanda Nunes was just saying, I think I'm going to retire. Like, what? Like, you're on top of the sport, and Dana White seemed taken back by that because claiming, oh, we were just talking about building out the featherweight division for her. Like, sure you were. You talked about that for years with Cyborg and didn't do a goddamn thing.
Never happens,
So, you know, I don't know what to make of all this. It just, fighters aren't going to get paid what they want. I mean, you look at the other sports, like fucking Major League Baseball, probably not going to have a season, right? You hear any of that?
For which sport?
Major League Baseball.
Oh, it sounds like they're, well, they want to have a season, but only on everybody's terms. So you're kind of, it sounded like the NBA too is having a hard time because some players don't want to start playing because they don't want to take away the focus from the, you know, the current like BLM movement and all that stuff. So it's all up in the air. And the funny thing is none of it has to do with player safety. It's all like jockeying for contracts and, you know, more money. And, and I think the big stickling point on baseball was that they're trying to say that players can't file grievances if they play. So, and they're like, what? We're not agreeing to that. So
it's not like they were trying to double cut their pay. Like they already agreed to one pay cut and they want them to take another. And the owners will share with the players when there's downside, but they won't share with the players on the upside.
Yeah.
So it's fucked up. So I guess you gotta kind of thank the UFC again for being able to just plow through all this shit. But that's what happens when you don't have a union, right? It's like, here are the terms. Fight or don't fight, right? You don't have these other negotiations going on. So.
Don't like it, too bad.
Yeah. Like, fuck you, pay me, kind of. Or not. Yeah. Fuck you, don't pay me, and I don't fight. What else is happening?
Well, I'm going to share something with you here. I don't know if this should go under knowledge, but I feel like it shouldn't. This video I found on Facebook. Oh, gosh darn it. Bus driver sees these guys fighting. Oh, my God.
What the hell are you doing? What the hell is going on?
Oh, no. Hold on. Not now, Facebook. They're such cunts. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Here we go. So I'll set it up for you. I had this queued up, too, and it was working. Of course, when you want. So these two guys are having a little disagreement. They hopped off the bus, and they started talking. And one guy is getting pretty frisky. But the bus driver is like, oh,
oh, that's cheap.
Like, I'm done with this nonsense. Good night.
Why wouldn't you just let the guys throw it out? Like, what is that of his to get involved?
Maybe that was his friend. I'm not sure. But wow. Kind of threw that guy right on his damn head.
Yeah, it threw him for a loss.
That's not good.
They take a 10-year loss on the play.
I hate Facebook. I will say that out loud. They're always trying to get – look, I just want to play the video. Why do I have to log in and sign up and give you my data?
Well, and don't they own Instagram?
Yes.
So now when you go to Instagram, I can't even look at any pictures from any fighter. Say I want to look at Kat Zingano's Instagram. You have to log in now to look at any of her pictures.
Really? Okay.
So typical Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Got to track you, see what
collect
you're doing.
Your data.
Let's do a little blast from the past. Let's go back to June 19th, 2013. Let's see what was shaken. We got a little GSP versus Johnny Hendricks is going to happen November 16th in Vegas.
Wow.
I just want to ask, do you remember that fight? And like what happened? Like that was so long ago. GSP and Johnny Hendricks.
I think that was a 70% Johnny Hendricks, wasn't it?
I don't know. I think I was 100% Johnny Hendricks because we thought he won that fight. He beat GSP to a living death, and then GSP got the gift decision, right? And that, and then there was all that drug testing bullshit going on. WADA. I don't know if USADA was in the mix, but Hendricks wanted the drug testing. GSP wanted his own drug testing. They couldn't come to an agreement. Everyone was on the juice regardless, and GSP after that fight, you looked at his face, it was all sorts all beat of up. Fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the last few that he had where he, I think he retired not too long after that. Yeah. He was getting hit a lot near the end of his career, way more than he ever was. So,
yeah, and I think he probably, you lose that fire, right? You, like, how long you stay on top and can maintain, like, the discipline to fight off all comers, right?
It's not easy, especially if you got money now and everything else and fame and
right. A little taste of everything.
The climb to the top of the mountain is harder than staying on top of the mountain from what guys say, you know.
Or the opposite, staying on top is harder than the climb.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Strike yes, that.
I got person. You. Thank you. I know what you're screaming.
Okay.
So we had that one, and then here was another one. Let's see what the date is from Blast from the Past. Share this. This one I thought was more recent, but it's a little pick of the day. Mike Tyson writes dick on Dana White's forehead as Dana sleeps. June 18th, 2014.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
I would have guessed that was like 3 years ago. Not fucking 6 years ago, almost to the date.
That's yeah. What are you gonna crazy. Do? Are you gonna get mad at Mike? What? How can you? You can't.
No, I think that was the same time where he like fucking hit Dana and said, "The fuck are you doing on my seat? Like, I want to sit here." And Dana's like, "Okay, I'll get out of your seat." Like on that same plane.
Oh.
I don't know if I like Mike Tyson joking with me like that.
No, I don't like that. Like, that's a little frightening. Please don't kid around with. No, I'm good.
Yeah, that's, especially this in-shape Mike Tyson, right?
Yep, he's pretty yoked.
Yeah, he allegedly turned down that bare-knuckle fighting championship offer of $18 to $20 million because I think they said he wants to do the regular boxing and not the bare-knuckle. So
that makes sense. Safer for him.
Yeah, it's probably smarter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to fucking break your hands the first fight back, which no. is going to happen, so... what else? What else is snapping?
I got nothing else.
All right. So Dana White was talking about ESPN and Bob Arum. Let's see if I can open this up here. Oh, I think this is a post-fight press conference. Jesus Christ, Dana White's on all the steroids right now.
Yes, he's huge.
Like, it's no joke. There we go.
When we first started on ESPN, you know, if you looked at the ESPN totem pole, right, you had, you know, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, these guys, right? And we were down like, we were like one notch above cornhole, okay? Now we sit in a much better place on the ESPN totem pole than we did, you know, when we signed this deal a year and a half ago. And which, by the way, cornhole almost outrated Top Rank the other night for their live fights. So congratulations to Top Rank, Bob Arum. Just give him a shout out. Good job, Bob. You're fucking brilliant, you dickhead.
I always gotta love that. You gotta get that fucking dickhead on him.
Oh, man.
God damn, man. He's still playing in the background. I gotta try to find where he is.
Okay. You can hear him still?
Yeah. Hang on. It's every time I maximize the screen, I get fucked up with that.
Yeah, it's the same problem over here. I think that's what happened with the Facebook thing earlier.
Yeah, yeah. So good on him, fucking cornhole. They're in the good graces at ESPN. I don't see that changing. John Morgan had tweeted something out. He said, USADA announces two non-MMA athletes will not be sanctioned for recent findings because they were each separately exposed to banned substances via sexual transmission.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. I read the headline for that. Yes.
Like, what are we doing here? What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's plausible.
Well, I mean, should they even be saying that? Because, like, basically you're implicating whoever they're fucking then. That, like, whoever they're fucking is on PEDs is what they're saying.
Exactly.
So they shouldn't be releasing any of that shit. And nor should these tests be that fucking accurate and measuring to the minuscule detail that you know that their partner is fucking cheating. You know?
Crazy. Yeah. No, it's pretty scary what they can track nowadays with that testing.
This guy's been sucking off monkeys in his free time. Like, what?
Is that where Frank Mir got busted for? Or no, he was eating monkeys or something.
Yeah, there's just the semen, not the whole monkey.
The horses. Yes.
Yeah. So I think that we need to just back off, which is weird too, because I thought they weren't doing blood tests right now. So I don't know how they're testing all this shit.
Maybe rectal.
Fine. I can help with this.
That's how they discovered it.
Let's do a little tweet of the week.
All right.
I think we're at this point. Let's see. This one comes from William Shatner.
Oh.
It says,
hey, oh, what's happening?
He says, I'd do me.
That's weird.
Female William Shatner, I'd do her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's bad. Weird. It's creepy.
Yep. Probably what his daughter looks like. That is creepy. Moving right along. Get out of this fucking maximized window. Where are we at? Let's do some ass and nuts.
All right.
I'm going to go back to my fucking supplements here. This is Alan Belcher tweeted this out. Find this. Says your phone gets connected to these speakers. What song will you play first?
Ah, a
huge rack of fucking speakers, man.
It's got to be something AC/DC. Thunderstruck.
Nice. I might go with like, whoop, there it is.
Oh, jeez.
Or Who Let the Dogs Out? Who Let the Dogs Out?
There's a lot of bass. Yeah, you're right.
Something crazy, something bananas, maybe a little Vanilla Ice. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. You want to stop and collaborate and maybe listen?
Maybe.
I don't know. Moving right along. If Amanda Nunes fought a 250-pound untrained man in MMA and the man is athletic and in shape, who would win?
The man?
100%. I'm with you.
That's a lot of weight difference, man.
You can't overcome 100 pounds. I'm sorry. That's a big deal. Especially if it's not a fat man, but someone who's athletic and in shape but with no training. I just got to get my paws on you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
My brother told that story. Like, he was dating, like, a high-level female black belt, and he outweighed her by 100 pounds, and she couldn't do a goddamn thing. I mean, you still got to be careful with that, but – it's like, I fuck her up, man.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. If an MMA genie appeared and gave you one MMA-related wish, what would it be?
Pride rules!
Yeah, I think that's the first
on Christmas. Choice. Christmas Eve card should be Pride rules.
Fuck yeah. On a legitimate UFC Fight Island, right?
Yes. Ho, fuck ho, yeah. Ho, bitches.
Yeah. From the top of your head, how many fighters have stayed retired after retiring?
I mean, a lot. Top of my head, it's a lot of them.
I can't think of Matt Hughes. And I don't want to make fun of him, because I saw him. Someone posted a video of his progress. Like, it's not good.
No.
Like, where he's at physically and mentally.
So what happens when you get hit by a train?
Yeah. I don't even want to make fun of that.
So no, that's terrible,
man. I'm
not
going to say anything. I'm not. I'm just not.
Okay. Let's holding see. Your breath.
Well, hopefully something else will come up here. Okay. Let me share this. John Donahue posted this picture, and it made someone think, is this the greatest MMA corner of all time?
Oh, wow.
So you have Donahue, Greg Jackson, Firas Zahabi, and Phil Nurse.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. I mean, George doesn't mess around.
No, with his weird nipples.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the best. I don't remember what Nurse was good for besides, wasn't he the Iceman? Like
striking.
Ice in your titties and your balls.
Striking, man.
Greasing you up when nobody's looking.
Yeah. Danner still looks like an ice ex-murderer.
With hair. Uh-huh. Freaky. Greg Jackson contemplating. Yeah, that's a lot of firepower right there. Arguably the best. Right along. going back, let's see, 480s. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rabe Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions. Number one, is peace the only way to stop war?
No. You could just kill everybody. That'll stop war too.
No peace, only war. Forgot what movie that is. Independence Day. Number two, can memories be erased?
Yes.
I think so. You can drink them out of you.
Yep.
You can bury those down. I think that's the healthiest way, right? When you have bad memories, you just push that shit down.
From way down.
Don't deal with it ever.
Never deal with it, and then it comes up later at the most inopportune time.
It's right, like, right on someone's face. However that happens.
Okay. Wow.
Number three, is religion conceptualized by one's own belief system?
I don't know the answer to this question.
I don't either.
I'm too tired to answer that.
Take a hard pass on that. Four, will the world come to an end by human hands?
Yes.
I'm hoping for like a, I want aliens to come down and just fuck some shit up.
That'll be fun.
Not right away. Give me like another 20 years. Let me know it's coming. I want them to come down and say, hey, you got about 20 more years and then leave.
Okay.
Thanks. Or a meteor.
Perfect.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 96. Hollywood, give me wood number 23.
Okay.
Figure this out. Fuck, where am I at? Let's try this one. Kate Beckinsale.
Not bad. I like the pants. Let's
start with that. Yeah, that's an interesting outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right around to Marissa Tomei. I was debating which version to go with.
She was a looker back in the day.
I kind of went with semi-current, so it's a toss-up.
Still solid. Very perky.
Yeah, and then last is Olivia Wilde, who, if you search out naked pictures, she has a full bush. So she earned tie marks in that regard.
Whoa, okay. We're going to kill the first one, Mary Marissa Tomei, and bang, Olivia Wilde. That's what I'm thinking.
I can't argue with your logic here.
Mm-hmm.
I think out of respect, I got to bang Marissa Tomei. I think she's just classic. Then the toss-up is, big fan of the bush, but I'm going to have to kill Miss Wilde and then bang Miss Beckinsale.
All right, fair enough.
Moving right along. Yeah, Knowledge.
I did watch, I was telling you before we started, I watched Notorious, the Conor McGregor documentary a couple days ago.
How was that?
It was really good. I didn't give it the time it deserved when it first released, because I think it was like burnt out on Conor, right? But watching it back again, it was pretty solid. It goes through all the way through his fight with Aldo and everything leading up to that in a lot of ways, and how he came up and some of the training and stuff. And it's just, he's kind of a buffoon, but it's interesting to watch. So,
who, Connor or is John Kavanaugh?
Connor.
Okay. Yeah, what the hell did I watch? I watched something recently. I forgot to write it down. That's always helpful when we get to this point of the show and I'm trying to remember, because I never can.
No.
Yeah, I'll move right on to this. I'll just skip and share this. Did you see the new PS5?
No, this is the first time I've heard it. I heard about it, but I didn't see pictures. That's what it really looks like?
Oh, there you go.
William Shatner.
And I got a fucking, I scrolled all the way back. I meant to hit up.
So sad.
I meant to hit that. There's a digital edition and then the regular with the CD. So, kind of conflicted with that.
It's interesting. Don't know how I
feel about that.
Never been a PlayStation person myself.
No.
Don't like the controllers.
Yeah, and I actually like the 360 controller better than the Xbox One controller, just because it fit my hands better. They made the newer controller smaller for smaller hands, and it's fucking uncomfortable.
Have you tried the Elite? Is really nice. Have you tried?
Is that bigger?
Yeah, and it has customizable buttons and stuff.
Oh, that's really like nice. $100 though, right?
It goes on sale sometimes. Yeah, I think regular price is $179, but you can get it for around $100 if you buy it on sale. But pretty solid.
Nice. And I'll close it with this guy. So we just showed you the PS5, and then this guy tweeted out. He says, "Y'all talking about the PS5 when I'm already on the PS10?"
It kind of looks like that.
I know.
It's a little air fan.
But do you even give a shit what the thing looks like? I think I'm more interested in the smallest footprint with the quietest fans, because you can remember, I don't know if you're 360, you
said, oh, yeah, fucking, it was like a jet engine.
What the shit, man? Just take it easy.
Yeah.
And then it would Red Ring of Death. I think I got that once or twice. Yeah, because I remember I shipped mine back, and then they ended up sending me the Halo version of the 360, yeah. So I got a green one back, which potentially could be more valuable in the future. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it would be, since it's a little rare, but I think that's all I got. Yep.
Nice.
This is the end. This is the end.
Oh, okay.
My only friend.
Yes.
The end.
It's a little creepy. All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.